you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
It was on this date in 1966. You might remember where you were when the game Twister was introduced by Milton Bradley.
All I've ever learned is if you play Naked Twister, there's too many buttholes. That was from Petey.
Yeah.
Petey said, if you play Naked Twister, too many buttholes. I just love that. It's true.
Front nose, brown dot.
There's a lot of angles on Twister. If you're naked, you're going to see it.
But it sounded like he had played it fairly recently.
Well, that was at the time. I mean, that's been a couple years ago.
No, it's been a minute.
Oh, yeah, has it?
Yeah,
okay.
A few minutes. A lot of minutes, actually. Yeah.
Was your girl, sir?
Right, yeah.
Naked dude Twister.
What you doing? A lot of swinging sausage.
Sausage and buttholes.
That would probably
in
make it more
morning.
Fun.
Yeah. That's a good show there. I like
that.
Oh, it's
a show.
Yeah.
Butthole's kind of an ass.
She is, yeah.
How did nobody else think of that?
I know.
That's just so
Sausage
obvious.
Sausage is cool, though.
We are celebrating Feral Hog Month.
Man.
Really?
Or Hog Out hogs. Month.
The whole month.
Man. Tell your mom.
Yeah. Feral Hog Month.
Yep.
All right.
You got a problem with a feral hog month?
Of course, yeah. Do you have feral hogs at your farm when you're a kid?
Nope.
They're mean.
No
farm.
Hogs you have.
They
no
are
farm.
Mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Feral hogs wouldn't be on a farm.
No, they're the wild ones.
They're wild.
Right?
Yeah. Did any of your hogs ever get loose and then turn into feral hogs?
No hogs. Really? No farm. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotta watch out for the loose hog.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. You shouldn't be celebrating feral hogs.
I didn't get that.
You should beware.
Yeah, I thought they were a nuisance.
Feral hogs.
Well, it's Feral Hog Month or Hog Out Month, so I don't know.
That's every month.
Win in doubt.
Hog out.
I didn't look into exactly what Hog Out Month means.
I know
however,
what it means.
I
my
know
mind
what
know
you
what
guys
means.
Want it to mean.
I know exactly what it means when I was younger.
Sure.
And it was very not. It's not fair.
It's all part of rocking out.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Feral hogs rocking out
with your hog
with
out.
With the hog out.
There you go.
Oh yeah, it is. You're supposed to go hunting for them.
Got it.
Go hunting for feral hogs.
Oh, yeah, because they destroy farmers' fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Puss knows that.
And property.
Nope.
They eat tractors.
They do eat tractors.
They are.
That's a big hog.
They're nasty.
They can eat tractors.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you got to hunt them.
That's right.
Those tractors are expensive.
And they get big, too. So you got to hunt them with a big gun.
We know a guy that goes... hog hunting every now and
feral
then.
Feral hog hunting?
Sure, we know more than one.
Oh, we mean literally.
Oh, okay.
Gun in hand.
Do you eat them, though, when you kill them, like deer?
Oh, yes.
No. You do? Okay.
Oh, do you?
Well, sometimes.
Is that one of those where you have to...
No, is no, it gamey?
I would think so.
As I understand it, yes.
I got it.
Right. That sounds nasty.
Does sound nasty.
Wild pork.
But
wild
bacon is
boar.
Bacon.
Yeah. Right, because they're not getting the you know,
the good, fattening, the good stuff.
Right, the good slop that a farmed pig would get.
Yeah, like when Puss used to raise pigs.
Nope.
On the farm.
Yeah, these would be leaner, a leaner meat.
Old Puss Donald.
A tougher meat.
And nobody wants lean bacon.
No. Well, they do want lean bacon. That's why they sell center cut bacon.
Well, you want to
cut
still...
off the ends where all the fat is.
You want a certain amount of fat. In the bacon, that's what makes the flavor.
Yep.
Otherwise, you got ham.
Right.
And who wants that?
And you're in Canada.
Yeah.
And you're in Canada.
Might as well go to Canada.
Might
and
as
get
well.
Bacon. And
oh,
weed,
please.
Unfortunately, nobody in this room won the Tuesday night drawing of the Mega Millions game.
Last night would have been perfect to win that,
That's a pretty good number now, isn't it?
I probably would
have just left.
I probably wouldn't have been here today.
The jackpot for the October 12th drawing has a cash value at $309 million, an estimated $548 million.
I gotta play that.
And nobody won.
I gotta play.
I'm
that
sorry. You said nobody won.
That is correct.
Okay. First, you just said nobody in this room.
Well, I was sure of that because no one won.
You were sure of that because we're all here. If one of us had won that, one of us wouldn't be here.
Had I won it, I wouldn't have known because I wouldn't have checked my numbers last night.
True.
Wouldn't you be pissed even that one day?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You come in, you're like, man, I didn't have to. I could have quit a day
earlier. No. Because I assume that for many people, if they're going to win the lottery, they are going to take the time and get the lawyers in place before they go get there.
Yeah.
So you're gonna. So there's gonna be a few days, even a couple of weeks, minimum. You're gonna have to still pay the bill.
I might still quit the job.
My lawyer appointment would be at 8 a.m. I wouldn't be able to be here.
Yeah, I would tell work to F off instantly.
Instantly, that would be a lot of people would. There's a great new. There's an article about that about people. The people are ghosting their jobs now. Nobody's giving notice. Nobody's even talking to anybody. It's an article about just everybody just not going to work. And it's apparently it's just the way people. It's the way the young people are. I ghosted a job once years ago too. I got a little and the nursing on my job. I ghosted that one. I hate that term ghosted, but that's a new term. I get it. Mm-hmm. And
it wasn't ghosting at the time.
No, it was just
you just stopped going.
Right,
you were ghosting. But apparently, ghosting was cool.
But people are just not going to jobs anymore. When they quit, they don't even tell anybody. They just go, and bosses try to call them. They don't answer the phone and move on with their lives.
I like that.
I do like that.
So did Mike quit, apparently.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be the dude that shows up on the first day and then leaves for lunch and doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Like, is that guy coming
back? Well, this article I read, somebody actually went through an interview process and, okay, I'll see you Monday. The guy never showed. That was
perfect.
He ghosted before he even showed up.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
It's not. It's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Especially because some of these jobs weren't crappy jobs. They were actual jobs. People said, I ain't going anymore.
But if I won the lottery,
if
it's going to take me a couple weeks to get everything lined up correctly,
you're not going
to. I got enough money to get through those few weeks.
Yeah.
I'm telling the job to pound sand and then enjoying.
Well,
the
like
rest
Nick
of the
said,
time.
He'd pound that. He'd walk in to say screw.
Oh
off,
yeah, right? I'd bring lunch for everybody. Yeah. They'd be like, hey. Wow, that's pretty generous. But like, I'm never going to see any of you ever again. This is goodbye.
Remember that.
Yeah, right.
I would show up for work until the lawyers. Dwelled on small details.
Right.
And then I would I'd probably have an attitude.
More than we
really?
Now. Like now.
A bit of an attitude.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would give them a little notice. And then I'd take, we have our arrangement here. Take care of everybody here. And then just, I don't know.
Enough for Nick to quit his gig, too? We probably could do that.
Well, he could quit the podcast.
Yeah. I'll still show up on Wednesdays, knock on the door. You hear here? You come back yet?
I hate to keep adding people to the payroll. But
it's going to cost a lot less for Nick to quit.
Million here, a million there. Yeah. Pretty soon everybody's getting some. Yeah. Holy cow.
Our boss quits.
How about this, Todd? Yeah. You take care of everybody. We'll just give Nick the show after we all leave. Here, you just come in and do the show.
Yeah, have fun with
that. That would last 3 days.
Really, you'd make it the first day?
On time?
No, they'd just degenerate and be like, well, farts are weird, huh?
Just do where you at, what you hauling.
Yeah.
I give him a few weeks. He'll find a groove.
Where you at and why you farting?
Right.
No, that's a death sentence.
I hate the lottery. We have to play it to win it. So that
you can't just follow us.
Right,
I pity the guy who follows us.
Yeah, the lottery is just a lot of false hope.
Yeah, it is. That's all it is.
Yeah, but it's nice to have that hope for a day or two. It's nice to have that dream in your head, you know?
It's just crazy
I was
talk,
just reading
though.
Something about Junior, a couple years ago, like, he just saw some people buy him Powerball tickets, so mm-hmm. He got in. He bought some Powerball. His girlfriend, like, started pounding on him, like, why are you buying that? Yeah, other people need that. You don't need that.
He's not going to win.
Right.
If you win. Already won the lottery.
Your name is Earnhardt.
It'd be very embarrassing to win once you're rich.
Wouldn't it be?
Yes. Yeah. You'd have to almost give it to somebody and some charity automatically. The whole thing.
Shove it all over your lawyers.
Yeah.
Every week you show up at the track, you win the lottery.
Right.
People were pissed when I won a TV 3 years ago. Can you imagine if Earnhardt wins a lottery? I mean, I won a flat-screen TV, and people were just seriously pissed.
People thought you were hallway. Just going to give it away, right? I thought you were just going to give it away.
Yeah, I put it in my house. It was just hilarious. Crazy. It was crazy.
So you're probably going to give that away, right? Nah, man. Take it home.
Those are the people that didn't know you.
I understand the, oh, geez. I get that. But not pissed.
Right.
Those are people that didn't know you that thought you might be giving it away.
Well, I shouldn't give it to you, actually. But you
no, know. I knew you.
Yeah.
And I didn't expect it, and that's really not the point. Well, it has nothing to do with
well, you know what?
You won a TV. So what?
Here's the deal. It went from, at that point, it wasn't about I had money to do whatever I wanted to do with a TV. It was I'd never win anything. When's yes. Have you ever won anything?
Not like that.
I won a 50. Ah, I won a TV.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
In a lottery. Now, I wish. Now, granted, if I'd have won that in 1984, yeah, that'd have been a little. But it was still, it was like I still won.
Yes.
And most people don't win that kind
and
of stuff.
And you had a place for it.
Yes. Where was it, Puss?
Oh, it's in your hallway.
It's the girls' dinner menu when you walk in, so the kids know what they're eating later on.
That's a good idea.
It's in the hallway between the living room and the bedroom,
whatever,
so you've got, always
it's
got
just
a
about winning,
view.
And nobody ever, you know, I mean, if you sign up for lotteries or you find little charity things all the time, when do they ever call you and say you win?
Never.
Never.
I thought I won one of those security system things.
Yeah.
And then it turns out they call everybody.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. And then I just had to pay a bill for a couple years.
Okay.
I lost, really.
They sucked you in, huh? They sucked you in.
Yeah. Right. They're like, hey, you won. And I was like, oh, right, so wow. Good.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
I think I won a little something at one of those company parties once, too. But it wasn't a TV. It wasn't the grand prize. Yeah, it was something worth $50. You know, like a dinner certificate.
Oh, I, yeah, that's
something.
Right. Well,
a gift certificate
right.
Or
well,
something.
I won one of those. I got drunk and went off about Craig.
Yeah.
That was great.
That didn't help.
I was hammered.
No, it didn't help at all.
I mean, I appreciated
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did.
Which was, you know, it was very kind of you, but it did no good.
Yeah.
My favorite one is our afternoon guy here, Bickham.
Yes.
Who is bald, won a free haircut certificate at
that's
a
right.
company function. It was, now to their credit, it was in a sealed envelope. They yeah. didn't know what they were giving him,
right.
But he won a gift certificate for a free haircut, and he's bald.
Candystore.com surveyed more than 40,000 customers.
I
to
want
come
that
up.
Clip, by the way. Are you just saying Andy's bald? I want that clip of you saying that, because I could use that for a few things.
CandyStore.com surveyed more than 40,000 customers to come up with the ultimate rankings of the best and worst Halloween candy.
Ooh. We do this every year, right?
Yeah, it's
probably.
The, usual suspects.
You know, my
it?
Kid loves candy corn, man. I know it's on the nasty list all the time. But
it is. It's number two on the nasty list.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. It's not my favorite, but
y'all
I don't mind
it. Y'all are just wrong.
I have a couple here and there in the
it's
Halloween
it's not
season.
The worst. There is worse.
Kind of
circus peanuts, they say, are worse.
Oh, they're the worst.
I was going to say, circus peanuts.
I like even those orange little, all those.
Yeah.
It's styrofoam.
Candy corn and circus peanuts, the worst ever.
Right. Circus peanuts, completely worthless. At least candy corn, you can put in like shotgun shells and use it to scatter a crowd or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, those bean bags.
Yeah,
it's good for that.
Good idea.
Well, you got some dark stuff running around your head.
Yeah, man. No, that's not going to hurt anybody.
Well, they're kind of pointy shaped.
Just pointing a gun at them.
It's like, you know, rock salt. It's like shooting somebody with rock salt. Right. It's not going to kill you.
It's going to hurt.
But it's going to make you, it'll make you disperse. That's the whole idea. Get you all to disperse.
That'd have been nice.
While I have seen them, I do not know what Mary Janes are, the candy.
Well, I think they're really tough caramel thing. Not caramel, but I don't know what they are. I know what they're talking about.
Number 10 on the list of the worst Halloween candies.
They come in like peanut butter flavor, like in the little black and orange little plain
those
wrapper
are horrible
things.
Oh yeah, they're not good.
Yeah,
not good.
Those are awful.
Well, that's number 10.
I didn't know they had
like
a
the
name.
Worst of the worst.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what people who hate kids hand out,
right?
Good and Plenty's on the list of the worst.
I didn't mind that when I was younger.
Licorice at 8.
People like licorice.
Red's fine, black's awful.
Yeah.
Smarties.
Black, if it's black licorice, it better be Ouzo.
Or Sambuca.
Just get you drunk, right?
And yeah, I'm fine or with that. Anisette, or is that the name of that liquor?
Absinthe.
Absinthe.
Yeah. That's what I like, the licorice.
Tootsie Rolls are on the list of the worst Halloween candy.
Well, really?
They take your teeth out, man, but they're good.
But as far, it seems to me that as far as Halloween candy goes, sure, it's on the lower end, but certainly not on the list of worst.
No,
no, it's chocolate. And, you know, you get the big ones that come in the little sections.
I don't know if you eat it, though. That's probably the reason.
Yeah, if they when they get old, they're, they're like rocks.
They are rocks.
Those big ones do look like turds.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter kisses. I don't know what that is.
Well, it's Hershey Kisses with peanut butter, but that's just a peanut butter cup.
That's just silly. Yeah. No, that's not peanut butter cup.
I know.
Necco wafers. I don't know why they're considered a Halloween candy.
I don't know what they are.
And they're cookies.
Okay. Oh, the wafer things. Yeah. I love those things.
I don't know why that's considered a Halloween candy.
Well, the wrapper says original candy wafer.
And they're are they original? I mean, are they individual?
Yeah, they're like a little roll of them.
Do they come in different flavors? Because I remember the licorice flavored ones.
They must, because that can't be the only flavor. Nobody likes licorice.
Lemon, lime, orange, clove, cinnamon, wintergreen, licorice, and chocolate.
Yeah, see, I didn't mind the Necco wafers. They weren't the greatest, but...
And wax cola bottles.
Those
are awful.
They were awful.
As a kid, they were okay, but they were just awful. It was pure sugar you drank down and bit the... Yeah, that's just
and
brutal.
And then you chew on the wax like it was gum for a while before you realize...
There's no flavor.
This is completely tasteless. Right.
So what are the best candies for Halloween?
The best Halloween candies...
Oh, we haven't gotten around to that yet.
According to the 40,000 customers that were queried by candystore.com...
Oh, you said query, too. Good. What was the word you used yesterday we liked? Nary. Todd used nary. Todd used nary.
The best Halloween candies, according to candystore.com, at number 10, it's the Hershey bar, the regular Hershey bar.
Oh, that's always good. It's always classic. A good staple. Classic.
Skittles.
Oh, my kids love Skittles.
At 9, Sour Patch Kids at 8.
Oh,
those taste like vomit.
Yeah, kids like that crap. But yeah. I can't handle Sour Patch.
They're sweet.
Yeah,
eggs.
And this is Halloween candy, so the kids like it.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. Butterfinger. At number 7.
I like a good Butterfinger.
Absolutely.
Nerds at 6.
Not much to the Nerds.
Yeah, I don't like the Nerds because they make a damn mess.
I have no idea what's going to happen. I know my daughter's just
going
to go.
Sugar pellets.
She's just going to a party this year because she's a sophomore in high school. My son is in 8th grade, and I think I quit in 7th.
You can't trick or treat when you have a full beard.
Thank you. And I got to talk to him. I got to tell him that. I said, you really can't go out now with your buds because they might be able to walk to the door and bring you some candy, but you show up with a. I mean,
he's going to have to put a mask
on. He's got a really. Oh, yeah. Because he's got a big goat happening, man.
Yeah, there's hundreds of masks that he could wear.
Yeah, it's
just put a mask
on. Really growing. That's a great point. It's really growing out.
Yeah. Screw
that
kid.
Yeah.
What did I read? There was a. I think it was a town in Virginia. Was proposing for kids of a certain age either fined or
that is actually a law in a lot of places.
Is it?
Yeah, it is a law in a lot of places that kids, depending on what you know where it is, 12, 13, there is a cutoff date
for trick or treating
specifically.
Yeah,
there's a cutoff date, and in many places there's a cutoff time. You can only do it say between 5 and 8.
Yeah, here it is, Chesapeake, Virginia.
We had a time period. Yeah, when I was
city ordinance: trick-or-treaters over 12 shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine of not less than $25 nor more than $100.
Well, they're throwing the word 12 out there because they don't want 16-year-old kids.
Yeah,
we've all been in certain parts of the country, and you've been waiting. I mean, it's happened here with me, not necessarily recently, but years ago, I was at a place entering the door, ex-girlfriend of mine's house, and literally there were like 17-year-old kids. Answering the door, and I'm thinking, I had to give him candy because I was afraid they might, kick my ass. But it was like,
it's
like
a goon squad trick rather than the treat.
No, it was ridiculous.
Now they had a Glock and $80,000 on them.
Thank you, Todd said that.
A lot of those kids don't even say trick or treat. They'll just show up and
just say hey, right.
Oh, and trick or treating in Chesapeake, Virginia, is limited between 6 and 8 p.m.
Well, there's a lot of those like that.
I like that.
We had those.
Yeah, I usually I'm shutting down the front door by 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, when it gets dark.
Most Halloween nights.
I'm always standing in the driveway getting drunk. So we get everybody, the
people do that.
The late trick or treaters. We're like the only house they're stopping
What's
at.
The rest of the good candy? What's the rest of the good candy there, Craig?
Rest of the good candy, we had Nerds at 6, and the top 5 best Halloween candies: M&M's, Kit Kat, Twix, Snickers, and number 1, everybody's favorite, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with any of those.
Got no issue with any of that.
Nope. Yep, I'll steal those.
The pumpkins will be out now.
Yep.
Nestle's Crunch was not mentioned in there?
Not in the top 10.
No. That's like a damn shame.
Crackled and the little bars. Yeah.
I like those too.
I like those.
Yeah. No Mr. Good Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little rice with my chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No Almond Joy in there?
Oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Those are bad.
I never liked those. Yeah, coconut.
I don't like those.
I never liked that either.
The coconut.
I don't like the coconut in there. I like coconut in one thing, pina colada. That's it.
Hey, even that.
I just hate the, well, it's got a lot of rum in it. That's why.
Are you back on the rum?
No.
I was going to say, I thought you were off rum for a long time.
I thought I was so bored with my alcohol choices recently, which you can get. I know I can't. I get tired of certain things.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't do it all the time. I mean, even a beer bugs me after a while, and then I can't drink a bunch of vodka anymore because I just, you know. So I was thinking, man, I'll do some rum and Cokes tonight. And I thought, man, I know me. I'll drink a lot of rum and Coke. And I don't want to, so I just didn't go there, you know.
We just got the carpet replaced.
That was in Florida when I puked on rum.
So what'd you go with? Nothing?
White wine. Started drinking some white wine.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That is giving up, isn't
still
it?
Still got a buzz. That's all I cared about was the buzz.
That's, yeah.
I'll go with beer for a while until I start to feel a little too bloated.
Yeah, which is more like and two then, beers anymore.
Back to my vodka cocktail.
Yeah.
Well, when you need a more concentrated form of alcohol, that's what you need to
but
do.
But I do it the other way around. I drink hard liquor before beer. I don't do it the other way around.
Oh, yeah. I'll start with the hard liquor, finish with beer.
Right.
I just love that you went from the pirate's alcohol to the housewife's alcohol.
Exactly.
What are we going to have, rum or a nice white wine?
Well, I'm trying to remember how I feel the next day at the time anymore. And sometimes I don't care, and then I bitch the next day. I'm thinking, man, a bunch of rum and Diet Coke right now, that could put me under.
You'll feel like you've been hit by a truck the next day.
Because I think it'd be a lot of rum, especially with the spiced rum.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that tastes good anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need much Diet Coke in a spiced rum.
I'm just wondering how many people come down to rum or white wine.
They're called alcoholics.
I'm guessing that's not a common dilemma. You know.
They were my final two choices. You're right. They were actually. I didn't want any vodka. I didn't want any beer.
But you got a drink.
Right. So I didn't.
Yeah, that's not an option.
That's not an option. So I think it was a weekend, too.
Oh, we forgot. It's Booterfinger. Remember the umlaut?
That's right.
Yeah.
It is Booterfinger.
Yeah, it's the U with the dots on top of it.
Where'd that come from, Puss? Who messed up and called it Booterfinger?
I think you started that.
No.
It was the argument about whether it's Reese's or Reese's.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The name.
And I
the
said,
stupid
and
name.
I said, many people call it
Booterfinger.
It was great. I remember talking.
Didn't somebody buy a Booterfinger?
I did.
Umlauts
put the umlauts on it.
Put the little umlauts on it. Yeah.
Forgot about that. Thank you. Booterfinger.
And it is Reese's, not Reese's.
No, that was stupid.
You're just dumb if you say that.
Right. That was Craig's story.
Yeah, but
he knew the people.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
Yeah. No, he didn't know the people. They said, it's Reese's, like the name. And we went
like
off
the peanut
that.
Butter cups.
No,
he didn't even deserve those peanut butter cups. Reese's.
I remember that story.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.